Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by John Regan, CEO of Electric Guitar. Welcome back, John.
Thank you very much.
So the company has just announced a strategic collaboration between its primary subsidiary, 3 Radical Limited, and Digital Alchemy, a global marketing automation consultancy. This partnership aims to enhance client acquisition and engagement by combining 3 Radical's gamification and audience engagement solutions with Digital Alchemy's expertise in marketing automation and technological partnerships with Salesforce, Adobe, SAS, Braze, and HCL. By integrating 3 Radical's SaaS platform, Voco, with Digital Alchemy's hyper-personalization strategies, clients can increase engagement and gather valuable first-party data. This collaboration will strengthen 3 Radical's presence in Asia-Pacific, embed it more deeply into client strategies, and improve customer engagement, satisfaction, and retention. You emphasize the significant potential of this collaboration to deliver powerful, data-driven marketing solutions. Sounds like an exciting collaboration. Please tell us more, John.
Thanks for that, Phil. This is a really exciting development for us. I'm actually over in Singapore now because I've been meeting with the guys at Digital Alchemy and of course some of the other really interesting clients that we've got out here as well. What this gives to us is two key things, actually. The first, Digital Alchemy is one of the largest businesses of its type in the Southern Hemisphere. So it really gives us a bit of presence over here and access to their clients. In fact, one of the things we were talking about yesterday was a joint event, which we're planning to do sometime around September, and where we will present the joint offering together to a set of key people, some of which we know and some of which they know. But the other thing, which is also really valuable, is what their product set does for us, because they basically provide the nuts and bolts that make marketing campaigns happen. They're an end-to-end data platform. And so what that means is they're able to broadcast advertising campaigns from the platform and receive and optimize the results from that platform as well. So without that, the advertising doesn't happen. And for that, what that means is we can talk to clients at a much more strategic stage in their planning, because that's at the start. They have to put that platform in place at the start of all of their campaign planning. And if we're talking at that strategic time, then we can talk to them about how much more integrated the 3 Radical technology can be in what they plan to do next. And by that, what I mean is we're a first-party data tool. We are able to provide surveys and audience research, as well as provide engagement. And of course, when media planning is happening, audience research is exactly what they need to do. They need to understand how they're going to target the people to achieve the objectives that they want to achieve. They need to understand where those people are listening to be targeted to. And that's the type of thing that 3 Radical can help with, and it can help understand those people, as well as then being at the other end of the campaign, which is where we are now, where we're tactically deployed to make the most of that data as the results of the campaign start to hit our client's website. The key thing about that strategic engagement is it makes us much more sticky. We're much more involved and much more integral to what our clients will do at that point. And of course, that means that we have opportunity for greater revenue streams. It means we have more embedded relationships with our clients so they stay with us longer. So for those two reasons, not only do we have access to more people to talk to about the 3 Radical product through all of the network that Digital Alchemy have, but we're also able to talk to them in a different way.
Very good. I mean, from the point of view of 3 Radical, how will that hopefully increase the bottom line, then revenues, and then subsequently profitability?
Well, some of it's straightforward, Kevin. I mean, more access to prospects means more business wins, means more money. So that is pretty straightforward. But on top of that, and being able to talk to them about deploying 3 Radical at the start of their process, again, is another sale. And then the third thing, of course, is if we're more embedded with those clients, well, then we will be involved in multiple campaigns instead of just one. And we're going to get much more repeat business from those clients as well. So there's, you know, three key things there that really help us in this region.
So from the point of view of 3 Radical, explain the difference of how it has been happening to how it's going to happen, so people can understand.
Yeah, okay. Well, typically, a conversation with a prospect that for 3 Radical at the moment starts at the point where a budget has been established, starts at the point where they're already buying media and generating responses to drive to their website. And so the budget is fixed. And quite often, to be honest, they're in a situation where there's some budget left over and people think, okay, what else can I add to this campaign? I'll add some Three Radical technology. So we're pitching at a point where there is a limited budget. Whereas if you're talking to someone at the planning stage, then actually you can demonstrate how effective you're going to be and access much more of that budget and justify a larger budget because they're planning for that budget in the first place. It's not already fixed. So that makes a really big difference in that type of conversation.
Very good. And does this company just work within the boundaries of where you currently are in Three Radical, or is it going to take you into new territories that will be useful for you?
It will take us into new territories because, of course, the pitch goes both ways. We're able to give our clients access to their technology and to their platform and their optimization. So there's another revenue stream for us there because, of course, we get a share of that revenue that we generate for them. But also, of course, they'll be able to introduce us to new business and involve us in their pitches. One of the things which is very handy, actually, is that the sales lead at Digital Alchemy formerly worked for Three Radical in Singapore. So he really understands the product very well and is a great supporter.
Very good. Is that how this came about, or you were speaking to them directly anyway?
They were always on our radar, but it was quite fortuitous when I talked to David Eldridge about it, actually, that he said, actually, I think we know someone. So when I was out here last, I was able to meet with Chris Chu, who is their global sale, their regional sales lead here, and have that conversation with him and move things on for there.
Very good. So this is Asia, if you like, and Asia Pacific. What about the rest of the world for Free Radical? I mean, it seems like you're sort of just over there, and you should be over there. So, how do you envisage that working?
Well, I mean, the strategy now is we have the sales process up and running, and now what we're doing is expanding that and expanding our reach. So Digital Alchemy is the first of a number of collaborations which we intend to talk about. Those other collaborations will add product, will add vertical markets, add access to clients in other regions. So yes, we're in APAC. Obviously, we have feet on the ground in America as well, in the United States. So we need to, part of the plan is also to develop that further and to potentially find other partners in the US to help us too. And then in the UK, again, we are well established in that. Our HQ is in the UK, but there are a number of existing reseller partners in the UK, which we need to sweat a bit harder, and also more partners there too. Because every time you make a partnership like this, you learn something, you gain access to new prospects to talk to, and the product that you have becomes more valuable because it fits in with something else, with some new technology.
And are you finding that more and more of these marketing managers are starting to understand that they need this first party data more than probably anything that they need in their marketing campaigns?
Yes, I mean that's the shift in the market that Electric Guitar was set up to capitalize on. I think I mentioned to you before, in the most recent surveys, what we're seeing is that 60% of chief marketing officers see that the privacy shift is happening, that the old way of doing things with harvested third-party data is becoming increasingly difficult, and so they're shifting their attention to first-party data. That's the data that's transparently collected. You and I understand we've given it up. And I think before I used the metaphor of it's like giving measurements to a tailor. You understand why the tailor needs those measurements to give you fitted clothing, and you understand exactly what you've told him. That's first party data. That's you give information away and you get value back as a result. It's part of a transaction. The third party equivalent of that would be someone breaking into your house and going through your cupboards and measuring your clothes, So that's the difference. That third party stuff is the thing that's going away. The first party, which is a much better relationship, much more honest, much better for brand values, and actually much more productive. That's the thing that CMOs are now focusing on. And I said that survey that we had, 60% of them said that was a priority this year. The other 40%, to be honest, just haven't woken up and smelled the coffee. They have to make this change. So yeah, there's a big shift.
So do you see a shift away from the huge big tech companies in terms of data? Or you think that's going to take a lot longer for them, for the rest of the world to realize that they have actually been in control of all of this stuff?
Well, I think there's a couple of things there. If when we're talking about the big tech companies, we're talking about the advertising platforms like Meta, which is Facebook, and Alphabet, which has the Google Ad Network and Google Search, and people like that, they still remain and they still have a viable business. Now, what they're actually doing is providing less information about campaigns to advertisers, which means the advertisers are feeling a bit exposed. It also means if they're marketing their own homework, they can really optimize the way in which they're selling to their own benefit. And that's a temptation which I think they'll find hard to ignore. What all of that means is that advertising will still continue in a slightly different way. But what it actually means is if you're an advertiser, you absolutely have to do more with the traffic that you create through those campaigns. So what that means is when someone hits your website, you want to do your best to find out who they are so that you can contact them again. You want to do your best to find out why they're there so that you can optimize the experience and ultimately get them to come back again afterwards. Whereas before, what you could do and what people did do, it was really cheap and easy. You just sit there and say, okay, someone's hit the website. If I want them back again, the cheapest and easiest way to do that is just rebuy that data in a couple of days' time, because it was less than a cent for that type of data. So that's what the old way of doing things used to be. But now this shift is, no, let's really capitalize on the fact that we've got someone in our website and get to know them and give them really good service, because we don't want to be going through those advertising platforms in the way that we have done in the past.
So those are the platforms for the foreseeable future still going to be used. In some ways, that's going to be drawing traffic to these places to then harvest the information on a first-party basis themselves.
Yes. So I mean, I don't like to use the word harvesting when you're talking about first-party data. Harvesting, for me, has slightly sinister overtones. You're doing something in the shadows that people don't fully understand. First-party data, this transparent relationship. And yes, the campaigns which run through those platforms will drive the people to the websites where each advertiser can form a first-party relationship with them and really get to know them and give them really good service. Now, the opportunity for us is, you mentioned, you know, big tech generally, and actually the type of business which is out there, the large communication groups who are running those campaigns on behalf of global advertisers, are very slow to respond to this change because they have business models which are built around that scaled advertising deployment. And they don't want to harm those revenue streams, although they know that this first-party data thing is happening. So the businesses which have the opportunity for this land grab are businesses which don't have that legacy model and which do have the technology and the expertise in first-party data that we have. And that are, you know, it's nimble, well-funded tech businesses who are able to really capitalize on this.
Very good. So any last thoughts about why people should buy your shares now at half price from the pre-IPO or from the IPO? I presume this is probably pre-IPO price, near enough.
Well, I think the clue is in that sentence at half price. I mean, this represents fantastic value. I think the reality is we've had a few sellers, and that's because, you know, people were tied into Electric Qatar in particular for a long time, and circumstances do change, and some people have had to come out. Because we are a small cap firm, that's had a bit of an impact on our share price. It's dropped a bit. But now we're at the point where we've done the hard yards of transforming the culture of the business and are moving forward on that. We're now in the phase of announcing new partnerships. This is the point we believe that where things are going to turn and people will begin to see the value of what we're changing at 3 Radical.
Okay, John, thanks for your time. And yeah, we hope to hear from you in the not too distant future.
Great. Thank you very much.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.